Yeah, by no means vintage. I thought first off we looked a bit of a nervy team, in fairness. And what we've got to do, especially with or coming towards the end of the season, we obviously with aspirations to be in the playoffs, you're going to play in hopefully some more high profile games than what today was. So we've got to back ourselves and play the way that gives us better chance of getting results, and that's by, like I say, believing each other, getting on the ball and moving it quickly. And we didn't do that well enough first half. Second half, goals change games, to be fair, but I thought we come out of the traps obviously really well, and to get two goals in the first 10 minutes or so of the second half more or less puts the game to bed. Can we be better? Yes, we can. But I then thought from there we managed the game pretty well, especially when obviously last time we were here we've conceded two late goals to cost ourselves 2 points. So to see it through and get 3 points, and then obviously to come back inside and see results have gone pretty favourably for us is a big plus, and we'll take that into Monday now.
What do you say to the players at half time? Obviously it was a bit of a slow performance, but then, like I said, straight out of the blocks, much like against Hartlepool.
I can say I had a bit of a go in the right way. It wasn't by any means screaming at people. I think they just needed to believe in each other a little bit more. We'd spoken, I'd only really asked them to do one thing in possession in terms of being key to us winning the game. That was to move the ball quickly and attack with pace. I thought we started for 3 or 4 minutes very brightly and had some opportunities, but from then we were, like I say, we were slow, we were laboured, we didn't move the ball quickly enough, and that culminates in us having one shot on target in the first half. We knew that if we were slow with it, they'd drop back in and get the two holding midfield players in front, and then it could become difficult. We just didn't play with a high enough tempo, and that was, like I said, that was disappointing. You hope then that second half they can go out and change it a little bit, and obviously the goals give you the lift. So that was, like I said, that was pleasing. But more importantly, today was about winning. And like Monday is, it's not going to be pretty all the time. Ultimately, we've got to find a way. I certainly know which is the most preferable way for us to win. And I think that we've still got to give ourselves the best chance of winning. That's by playing as we do, and not trying to save our way to results. We're going to make mistakes the way we play, but we've got to back ourselves and keep doing what we've been doing all season to go along a different path now, and like you say, and be a bit tentative would ultimately be a regret you'd look back on at the end of the season, and one thing we don't want is any regrets.
Smith and Hardy, two nice strikes. They really got at them in the second half and then did really well in the end.
Yeah, Johnny's probably a cross. Hopefully that'll do him some good. Spoke to those two through the week and Tougs, and they certainly need to add goals to their game, and for those two to score is obviously pleasing. Like I say, they've so much potential within the group individually, collectively. We didn't get to see that today, but ultimately we've won a game, and that's the biggest, I suppose, the biggest positive to come out of it. Hopefully we've no injuries. We'll now train Sunday, go to Barrow on Monday looking to pick up another 3 points.
Player push aside for a minute, does that show how far you've come this season, beating a side like them? They're in the same league as you last season, come up.
Yeah, no, I think they're going through a bit of a transition mid-season, really, if you like. New managers come in, they're on a good run. Like I say, prior to today, they're unbeaten in six, they've drawn three and won three. But they are changing the way they play and adapting to how Jamie wants them to play, which is always difficult when you've had, I suppose, players in from the start of the season or the past couple of years with a different mindset, with a different way of playing, with a different focal point. So credit to them for that. Like I say, it's brave to do it at this stage of the season, especially when they're not in trouble, but there's still, I suppose, potential of them getting dragged in. But in fairness, like I say, he's come in and done a good job and got them points by being able to play in it in a different manner. So we knew today would be, like I say, more of a footballing test than a physical test. But like I say, I thought we had them at arm's length, really, and without being at our best, we're pretty comfortable.
So Barrow now on Easter Monday. That's exactly what you want, isn't it? 3 points today, and get another 3 points there, nice and quick.
Yeah, they've obviously picked up a great result this afternoon away at Boreham Wood, and got a clean sheet. So hopefully, well, it certainly backs up how I thought it will be, in terms of it'll be difficult. They'll probably, like I say, not set up not to lose, but they'll be organised, they'll be robust, they'll make sure they get bodies behind the ball, and in Luke James, and if Alty plays up front, they'll be up the top end of the pitch. But we've got to worry about us. Like I say, we've got our own agenda, and that's more important than anything. So rest and recover now. Like I say, and go again on Monday. A big 7 or 8 days in front of us, where we can, like I say, hopefully pick up enough points to get us in around them, get us in them playoff spots.
Everybody all right as well after today? And Francis Angol came off there, looked like he had a bit of a knock.
Yeah, he had a tightened up in his back. He obviously came off in the week on international duty. So hopefully he'll be okay. I'd love to have got to 3-0 and been able to make changes earlier, to be honest, but obviously the game's still in the balance, and that, and a goal can change the game quickly, as we rightly know. So yeah, hopefully he's fine. Like I say, I suppose if the game had been Saturday, Monday, it may well be a bit of a doubt. Hopefully with that extra day, we can get him right and ready to go again on Monday at Barrow.